This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Heavy snow continues through the day for much of Colorado. There are details at CPR.org and road conditions and closures at the state's highway website, CoTrip.org. It has been the warmest winter in the U.S. in more than a century. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports it was an unusually warm winter in Colorado, too.
The average temperature across the lower 48 from December through February was 37.6 degrees Fahrenheit, 5.4 degrees above normal. Researchers say that's the warmest winter in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's 130-year climate record. New numbers from the Colorado Climate Center show the state just closed out the 10th warmest winter on record and one of its wettest. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo ranks among North America's best zoos for the 8th year in a row. KRCC's Abigail Beckman.
The Colorado Springs Area Zoo dropped one spot from last year's rankings in the USA Today polls to number 5. Its Rocky Mountain Wild exhibit was once again voted as the second best zoo attraction in North America as well. The area is home to a pack of endangered Mexican wolves and mountain lions, among other animals. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Zoos in Omaha and Cincinnati are at number 1 and 2 in that ranking from USA Today. Across Colorado, a lot of snow on the ground already, and forecasters say the snowfall increases through this afternoon and this evening, maybe 18 inches for parts of Denver and even more in the foothills and western and southern suburbs. Areas north and east of Denver can expect lighter snow through the day before things begin to clear up sometime tomorrow. Highway travel is difficult across the state, and hundreds of flights have been canceled out of Denver International Airport. And there are details about today's weather and all of its effects at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.